Hi everyone, this is Libby, and I'm going to be looking at social changes in the early 20th century. The importance of Booth and Rowntree and poverty. Before the 20th century, the British working classes suffered from poor living conditions. Overcrowding and unsanitary housing was a problem for the working classes living in poverty. In the 20th century, the government began to change their policy from laissez-faire to the creation of a welfare state. Laissez-faire means a very sort of laid-back approach. This was influenced by the reports of Charles Booth and C. Boehm Rowntree. Charles Booth. So Booth investigated living conditions in London in his 1889 report, Life About Labour of the People in London. He discovered that 30% of the London population lived in poverty, despite having jobs. Some wages were so low that people couldn't afford to live. He showed that poverty was linked to the nation's high death rate, and he highlighted that there was a poverty life cycle. This meant that people's economic status could fluctuate during their life. Rowntree was a factory owner in York, and he investigated the living conditions in York in 1901. Rowntree invented the term poverty line, and this meant the minimum amount of money a person needed to earn to stay out of poverty. He estimated that 28% of the city's population at some point in their life were below the poverty line. The Boer War. The Boer War was fought between Britain and the Boers, the Dutch settlers in South Africa. In 1899, when it started, over a third of volunteers joined the army were unfit for service. Lots of people had illnesses that were linked to poverty and poor living conditions. A governmental committee discovered that many men were unfit for service because they led unhealthy lives. So who did the British fight in the Boer War? These were the Dutch settlers, which were found in South Africa. In the 20th century, as we just learned, the government began to change their policy to the creation of a welfare state. And this was influenced by the reports of Charles Booth and C. Boehm Rowntree. So Booth, Rowntree and the Boer War all showed that the public health could be improved. The Liberal Party, which was led by David Lloyd George, took action from 1906. The Labour Party was founded in 1900, and the Liberals wanted to keep the support of the working classes. Politicians were also anxious to improve public health, as they feared it was causing a decline in Britain's industrial power. For example, Germany had greater industrial strength and had passed social reforms to help their workers. In 1906, the Liberal Party provided free school meals for poor children. And in 1907, a medical service for school children were established. This gave children free inspections and free treatment. In 1908, the Liberal Party government passed the Children and Young Persons Act. This meant that children were protected in the eyes of the law against parental neglect and abuse. In 1908, old age pensions were introduced for the elderly, supported by taxes. In 1909, the first job centres or labour exchanges were created. And in 1911, the National Insurance Act was introduced. This provided unemployment benefits, free medical treatment, and sick pay. So what was the impact of these reforms? Well, firstly, they improved the living conditions of the poor, the unemployed, the elderly and the young. And they also improved the quality of nutrition and living conditions, which was a big preventative step in stopping people becoming ill. So let's just look back on what these liberal reforms were and what their impact was. So we know that Germany had passed social reforms to help workers, which encouraged Britain to do the same as they didn't want to fall behind. We know that Germany had greater industrial strength than Britain, possibly because of a result of this. And also that the Labour Party was founded in 1900 and the Liberals wanted to keep the support of the working classes. So what were the liberal reforms in the early 1900s and what order? So if we just want to recap on what we've learned, we know that there was 1906, the free school meals. Then there was the medical service for school children. Then in 1908, there was the Children and Young Persons Act. There was also the old age pensions, which was introduced for the elderly, supported by taxes. And in 1909, we had the first job centres, and in 1911, the National Insurance Act. So, just to recap on the influence of Charles Booth and Seebohm Rowntree, was that they helped change the policy from laissez-faire to the creation of a welfare state. So let's just look back on those social reforms we've just discussed. In 1909, there were the first job centres, and in 1908, the government passed the Children and Young Persons Act. And in 1911, the National Insurance Act was introduced, which provided unemployment benefits, free medical treatment, and sick pay. So that's all with the social changes in the early 20th century. Thank you for listening.
If this episode has got you in the mood for more podcast revision action, then you should search for our other revised podcast channels that cover a lot more than you'll find here. Search for Revise on whatever platform you got this podcast from and you'll find them. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our Revise podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.